Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Hi, Charlotte. How's it going?
Well, I've been accepted to the London College of Music, and I'm going to study there for 3 years.
That's great. But what about accommodation? Renting a flat in London must be expensive.
Yes. That's why my parents have bought a houseboat for me.
A houseboat? You must be joking. Whose idea was that?
Well, actually, my mother read about someone living on a houseboat, and I really wanted to give it a try. My dad persuaded my mum that it makes sense. If they rented a flat for me for 3 years, it would cost them much more than buying a houseboat. It's a good deal, and they can sell the boat when I graduate.
What is the houseboat like?
Well, it's quite old, but very comfortable. There are 2 small bedrooms and a dining room. There's also a kitchen. At first, I wanted to move some of the walls and make my bedroom bigger, but then I decided to leave everything as it was.
Did you have to renovate it?
Not really. My parents and I only had to buy some furniture and paint the outside. And I asked my friends to help with the painting, so we spent less than £500.
Aren't you afraid to live there alone?
Actually, I feel quite safe, but I wouldn't mind having some company. I've put an ad online, and I hope to find a housemate who will take the other bedroom.
Good idea.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Charlotte. How's it going?
Well, I've been accepted to the London College of Music, and I'm going to study there for 3 years.
That's great. But what about accommodation? Renting a flat in London must be expensive.
Yes. That's why my parents have bought a houseboat for me.
A houseboat? You must be joking. Whose idea was that?
Well, actually, my mother read about someone living on a houseboat, and I really wanted to give it a try. My dad persuaded my mum that it makes sense. If they rented a flat for me for 3 years, it would cost them much more than buying a houseboat. It's a good deal, and they can sell the boat when I graduate.
What is the houseboat like?
Well, it's quite old, but very comfortable. There are 2 small bedrooms and a dining room. There's also a kitchen. At first, I wanted to move some of the walls and make my bedroom bigger, but then I decided to leave everything as it was.
Did you have to renovate it?
Not really. My parents and I only had to buy some furniture and paint the outside. And I asked my friends to help with the painting, so we spent less than £500.
Aren't you afraid to live there alone?
Actually, I feel quite safe, but I wouldn't mind having some company. I've put an ad online, and I hope to find a housemate who will take the other bedroom.
Good idea.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. One day, my neighbour, Mr. Jones, invited me for a cup of tea. There was a painting in his living room which attracted my attention. Mr. Jones told me that in 1975 he had bought it for £32 at a sale. I don't know why, but when I went to work the next day, I checked our robbery files. Looking through them, I saw the painting from Mr. Jones's house. I learned that our department had been looking for that work by Paul Gauguin for years. We sent an expert to examine it, and he said that the painting was an original worth £10 million. The next day, Mr. Jones was questioned at the station by our chief inspector. Two.
When visiting the Peggy Guggenheim collection in Venice last year, I saw a painting of a black square with a white square inside it. I don't want to be rude, but for me its message was totally unclear. The guide explained that the squares had a symbolic meaning, but I just couldn't get it. Really, I think that artwork should speak for itself, like it used to.
3. I wonder what you think about this portrait of a basketball player. To paint it, Ann Ming, a young artist from Shanghai, decided to use a basketball instead of an ordinary brush. And in the next room you will see works by disabled artists who use their feet or mouths to hold a brush. If you like our exhibition, post your opinion on our website and recommend it to friends. Just remember that it is on only until Friday. Any questions? If not, let's go to the next area. 4.
The Gardner Museum in Boston has doubled the reward for information pointing to the present whereabouts of the paintings which disappeared from its collection in 1990. As some of our listeners might remember, in the early morning of the 18th of March, two men dressed up as police officers walked into the museum. They attacked the security guards, tied them up, and got away with 13 paintings, which haven't been seen since then. The museum authorities and the police will welcome any information that might help to find them.
1.
One day, my neighbour, Mr. Jones, invited me for a cup of tea. There was a painting in his living room which attracted my attention. Mr. Jones told me that in 1975 he had bought it for £32 at a sale. I don't know why, but when I went to work the next day, I checked our robbery files. Looking through them, I saw the painting from Mr. Jones's house. I learned that our department had been looking for that work by Paul Gauguin for years. We sent an expert to examine it, and he said that the painting was an original worth £10 million. The next day, Mr. Jones was questioned at the station by our chief inspector. 2.
When visiting the Peggy Guggenheim collection in Venice last year, I saw a painting of a black square with a white square inside it. I don't want to be rude, but for me its message was totally unclear. The guide explained that the squares had a symbolic meaning, but I just couldn't get it. Really, I think that artwork should speak for itself, like it used to.
3. I wonder what you think about this portrait of a basketball player. To paint it, Ann Ming, a young artist from Shanghai, decided to use a basketball instead of an ordinary brush. And in the next room you will see works by disabled artists who use their feet or mouths to hold a brush. If you like our exhibition, post your opinion on our website and recommend it to friends. Just remember that it is on only until Friday. Any questions? If not, let's go to the next area. Four.
The Gardner Museum in Boston has doubled the reward for information pointing to the present whereabouts of the paintings which disappeared from its collection in 1990. As some of our listeners might remember, in the early morning of the 18th of March, two men dressed up as police officers walked into the museum. They attacked the security guards, tied them up, and got away with 13 paintings, which haven't been seen since then. The museum authorities and the police will welcome any information that might help to find them.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
I understand your problem, sir. I've added all the details to our system. There's nothing more I can do right now. You have to be patient and wait for us to contact you.
The problem is I'm attending a conference at the new Continental Hotel, and there are important papers inside that suitcase. I landed here 2 hours ago, and you haven't done anything. Do you at least have any idea when my luggage could be delivered?
Well, it's difficult to say. We'll call you as soon as it arrives.
Unfortunately, my phone will be turned off most of the day. When you have some news, please contact the hotel reception. And can you tell me where the taxi rank is?
Certainly, sir. Just outside the arrivals hall.
Thanks for your assistance.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I understand your problem, sir. I've added all the details to our system. There's nothing more I can do right now. You have to be patient and wait for us to contact you.
The problem is I'm attending a conference at the new Continental Hotel, and there are important papers inside that suitcase. I landed here 2 hours ago, and you haven't done anything. Do you at least have any idea when my luggage could be delivered?
Well, it's difficult to say. We'll call you as soon as it arrives.
Unfortunately, my phone will be turned off most of the day. When you have some news, please contact the hotel reception. And can you tell me where the taxi rank is?
Certainly, sir. Just outside the arrivals hall.
Thanks for your assistance. Two.
Last night, the police arrested a young man after he had broken into an unmarked police car parked in the city centre. A street camera filmed the man, aged 21, breaking into the car and running away with a satellite navigation system. However, the thief didn't notice that his driving licence had fallen out of his pocket when he was in the car. The licence had the man's surname and address, which enabled the police to arrest him a few hours later.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last night, the police arrested a young man after he had broken into an unmarked police car parked in the city centre. A street camera filmed the man, aged 21, breaking into the car and running away with a satellite navigation system. However, the thief didn't notice that his driving license had fallen out of his pocket when he was in the car. The license had the man's surname and address, which enabled the police to arrest him a few hours later.
Three. Bad news for all the fans of Josh Stevens. He's going to miss another match. It's been a really miserable season for Stevens. He missed the first few matches because of a family problem. Then he was on top form, scoring 2 goals against Chelsea, but he got a red card and was out for another week. Unfortunately, his run of bad luck is not over yet. We still don't know how badly his knee was hurt during the match on Wednesday, but it must be something serious, because it has been announced that he won't play this weekend.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Bad news for all the fans of Josh Stevens. He's going to miss another match. It's been a really miserable season for Stevens. He missed the first few matches because of a family problem. Then he was on top form, scoring 2 goals against Chelsea, but he got a red card and was out for another week. Unfortunately, his run of bad luck is not over yet. We still don't know how badly his knee was hurt during the match on Wednesday, but it must be something serious, because it has been announced that he won't play this weekend. Four.
Final reservations are taking place for our James Bond tour. If you come with us, you'll visit the most famous James Bond film locations across Europe and meet the director of the latest Bond film. He will answer your questions and tell you about his work with the actors. We will also run a lottery. You can win tickets for the world premiere of the latest James Bond film in London next month. If you're a Bond fan, you can't miss it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Final reservations are taking place for our James Bond tour. If you come with us, you'll visit the most famous James Bond film locations across Europe and meet the director of the latest Bond film. He will answer your questions and tell you about his work with the actors. We will also run a lottery. You can win tickets for the world premiere of the latest James Bond film in London next month. If you're a Bond fan, you can't miss it.
Five. You won't believe what happened to me a few days ago. While I was visiting the Marine Life Center, I saw a big shark in an aquarium. I wanted it to get closer, so I started to tap on the glass wall. To my horror, the shark suddenly hit it, and I noticed some cracks on the glass. This scared me so much that I ran away. And then I remembered that this was a 3D interactive aquarium. What I saw was a digital image of the creature and the cracks. I learned from a staff member that I wasn't the first person who had been tricked.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You won't believe what happened to me a few days ago. While I was visiting the Marine Life Center, I saw a big shark in an aquarium. I wanted it to get closer, so I started to tap on the glass wall. To my horror, the shark suddenly hit it, and I noticed some cracks on the glass. This scared me so much that I ran away. And then I remembered that this was a 3D interactive aquarium. What I saw was a digital image of the creature and the cracks. I learned from a staff member that I wasn't the first person who had been tricked. Six.
Hi, Jim. Good to see you again.
Hi, Olivia. You look tired. What's up?
Oh, I had another sleepless night.
I hope it's not your upstairs neighbours again. I know they're a nuisance.
No, the landlord gave them a warning and they stopped disturbing me. But I'll be moving out soon anyway.
How come? Is it because of the latest rent increase? It shocked me too.
Well, that came as a surprise, but that's not the reason. The firm I want to work for contacted me last week. They're ready to hire me, but they're based in another city, so I have no choice but to move.
Oh, I see.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jim. Good to see you again.
Hi, Olivia. You look tired. What's up?
Oh, I had another sleepless night.
I hope it's not your upstairs neighbours again. I know they're a nuisance.
No, the landlord gave them a warning and they stopped disturbing me. But I'll be moving out soon anyway.
How come? Is it because of the latest rent increase? It shocked me too.
Well, that came as a surprise, but that's not the reason. The firm I want to work for contacted me last week. They're ready to hire me, but they're based in another city, so I have no choice but to move.
Oh, I see.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.